Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You are listening to the Tableau Podcast.
Welcome back to the Tableau Podcast. Are you on your way to work? School? Are you coming back home from work or school? Are you in the gym? On your treadmill? Running like a psycho? Well, the Tableau Podcast is here for you. So hopefully you're listening somewhere, doing something that makes you happy. Please follow us on all our socials. You just search the Tableau Podcast on Instagram or Twitter. You'll find it. Also, we have YouTube clips. So just go to YouTube and search the Tableau Podcast. Make sure you are subscribed on our Apple Podcasts and also on Spotify. Again, just search the Tableau Podcast. And here's the thing. The podcast has become so big now that if you just search the Tableau or Tableau, literally it does that auto finish thing where like the podcast comes out. Sometimes on some searches, the Tableau Podcast pops up before Epic High does. If you're watching this on like YouTube as a clip, you'll see something on my table. It's not a dead cheetah. It's actually just a bag, so don't get weirded out. Today, I want to talk about something that is very, very, very important to us all. Okay? It affects all of us all over the globe. And that is the streaming wars. Okay? The streaming wars. And what I mean by that is, I'm sure you guys heard that Disney Plus launched.
Yeah,
and it's a big deal. I was just in LA and for like a bunch of meetings and a lot of crazy things happening. Anyways, I was in LA and literally Disney Plus billboards are all over the place.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not like it at that point, it's just a huge flex, okay? Yeah. Because Disney is showing people like how much marketing they can do, right? Because it's like you're driving and you will see like these huge, amazingly made billboards every like 10 seconds, okay? And they even have like bus stops that are like shaped like some like Pixar characters. Like it's like literally all over the place, okay? They are really pushing this thing, this streaming platform.
Yeah.
And it launched, and obviously my daughter, Haru, is a huge fan of Disney princesses, like I said. In a previous podcast, I said, I'm a fan too. So, Disney princesses, there's some Star Wars, like all the Marvel. You can even watch like 30 years of The Simpsons, okay?
Oh, damn, okay.
Because Disney bought Fox. Right?
Oh, yeah. And they own ESPN
yes,
and everything.
Yes.
Oh,
they,
man.
They own National Geographic. Okay? So, what's funny, though, is that the advertisement for Disney Plus has, like, five of their, like, big characters on the billboard.
Yeah.
And also, like, if you go to the app, that's what pops up at first. And it's like Darth Vader, Iron Man, like, you know, like Toy Story, like Buzz.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have a panda.
Like a, wait a minute.
Like an actual panda.
Is this you on that Star Wars panel?
No. What I'm saying, hey, don't talk about that. Okay? There will be another time for that. But anyways, so it's like all these famous characters and then a panda. because they also own National Geographic, right? So the thing I want to talk about today, though, is so now you have like Disney Plus, Netflix, Hulu, HBO, right? And then what else is there? Amazon Prime, okay? A bunch of these different streaming platforms that all have their own like killer content, which is personally driving me crazy because the thing about these platforms is that they all have this one thing that I can't, you know, not watch. Well, I'm going to go over them. And because of that, if you subscribe to all of these different sites, okay, there's like a bunch of news and like a bunch of articles about like the streaming wars and like how Disney is, you know, battling with Netflix. And that's all from the business end, right? But like really what affects us is how much is all this shit going to cost us?
Yeah.
Right? If we want to watch everything, how much is it going to cost us? So let's do the math here. Disney Plus is like $6.99, okay? And if you get the bundle, which is Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN, that's like $13.99. Are you good with math? Because I certainly am not.
I'm okay. I'm not Eddie level.
Yeah, and no one's Eddie level. So the bundle is $12.99 per month.
Okay.
Okay, so that's $13, right? And then how much is Netflix?
10.
Netflix.
Oh, actually, it went up since 10.
So if you get the premium Netflix, that's another $15.99.
Oh.
Okay? So $16 plus $13. That's $29 already, right? And then you got HBO, right? So how much is HBO? HBO is $14.99 a month. Okay, that's another $15. So we've got Netflix, Disney Plus,
it's like
Hulu,
$44.
HBO covered right now.
Yeah,
and then you have to have Amazon Prime, right? So Amazon Prime subscription is $12.99.
$13.
Okay. So how much is that so far?
$57.
Okay. So that's $57 per month. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm not even including the new ones that are coming out. There's one called Peacock, which
is the NBC's.
Yeah. Like, I think that's what it is. Okay. And there's like HBO Max coming out, which is HBO, but they have all these like movies from like Warner Brothers, right? So all these companies are like competing now. And it's just like before, back in the day, like when we had, you know, like channel 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
yeah,
you know, competing with each other. And so that, how much is this? It's going to be like at least $70 to $75 to $80 to get all the services. And I knew this was going to happen. I actually called it a couple of years ago when everybody was getting Netflix. I said, you know, soon other companies are going to release their own platform because like there's no way they're going to be happy going through Netflix and making Netflix the like huge monster it is, right? So eventually companies that have content are going to do it through their own platform. And once that happens, the streaming platforms will eventually just become like all those cable channels when you had, you know, when you had it on TV, right? It's the same thing. It's except now you just have to subscribe to each different service. And I know some of you are listening and thinking like, hey, who would get all these services, right? Like, you're worried about spending like $70 to $80 a month. Like, who the hell would get every single service though? And I will tell you who the hell would. Me. I literally have almost all of these services because literally every platform has at least one show that I have to watch. Okay? I wish there was one platform at least that had nothing so I can like delete it. But I can't because, okay, for example, on Netflix, right? So you got to look at the original shows, which is what they're using to compete right now. Okay, am I making sense here?
No, yeah, you make total sense.
Okay, I just got off a flight and I'm like, I'm not sane right now. But anyways, this really is a big deal to a lot of people. Okay, so Netflix has Mindhunters. Okay, the David Fincher serial killer show, which is really important for me to see. Okay, I am really into this stuff.
Yeah.
Not because I'm into serial killers, but like I'm into like David Fincher and that whole vibe, right? And you can only see Mindhunters on Netflix. What am I supposed to do? Okay, and then Prime Video. Okay, why do I have Amazon Prime Video? Haru really likes Wee Bear Bears.
Oh, so do I.
Okay, I love Wee Bear Bears.
Same.
Oh my God, when like that Korean family comes out and they just like literally just straight up speak Korean. Oh my God. And I love Ice Bear. I started loving Ice Bear and now I like Grizz. I went through Ice Bear and then liked Panda and then liked Grizz. It's like how like a lot of people enter the fandom of like an idol group because they like this one person. And then over the years, they switch their bias, right? You know what I mean? Like a lot of people come into Epic High because they saw me somewhere. and if they're really hardcore Epic High fans, you can tell by the fact that they now like Two Cuts,
yeah.
Right? Like how long do you have to stick with us? And how much crap do you have to get used to that you would end up liking someone like Two Cuts, right? That's like… But that's what I'm saying. So, Wee Bear Bears is like a Haru favorite. So, Amazon Prime is the only place that has like a season of it. So, I had to get Amazon Prime. Hulu has Killing Eve. Okay? One of the greatest shows ever. Villanelle all the way. Have you seen Killing Eve?
Nope.
I held off on that
yeah.
until like a couple weeks
what
ago.
What is it about?
It's about Eve, who is acted by Sandra Oh. Great actress, right? Just amazing. Exceptional. Is a like MI5 agent who's very bored with her job. And she's kind of obsessed with like serial killers. Okay, and Villanelle is like an assassin, psychopathic assassin. And she's sort of like a child in that. I can't even describe it.
Okay,
it's just, you just gotta see it.
Have you seen Pen 15?
No, I haven't.
On Hulu?
No.
That's why I have Hulu.
Okay, well, now I'm gonna be watching that.
Yeah.
Anyways, Killing Eve, you know, season 2 still isn't on Hulu, but it's coming soon. And because of that, I can't even cancel the subscription because, like, I gotta wait for that, right? And then we have Disney Plus, the only place you can see The Mandalorian, okay, which is the new Star Wars show made by Jon Favreau, the guy who made Iron Man 1, mm-hmm. right? Honestly, I'm not sure about this show yet. It's just not like. Honestly, it's not something that's keeping me there. Okay. What's keeping me there though is that Haru literally likes anything made by Disney at this point. She's like just watching, like, she's watching Lady and the Tramp, but not the cartoon version. They have like a live action version just for this Disney Plus app.
Oh.
Okay. And honestly, it's not that great. Okay. Like, I don't like live versions of great cartoons.
Me too.
Right? Just leave it, right?
That's the point of animation is that it shouldn't be done
yeah.
realistically.
But here's the thing. Haru loves it. Haru loves anything. I'm not saying Haru… no, wait. I'm not saying Haru loves anything. But Haru loves, you know, like, animals and, like, princesses, okay? And there's a lot of that on Disney+. right? One thing about Disney Plus, though, so they have 30, they're the only platform that has 30 years of The Simpsons, right? But there was like
you
a.
You just convinced me with that.
But there was a huge backlash, okay? The first few seasons of The Simpsons, because it was back in the day, the aspect ratio was like 4:3, I think, right? And Disney Plus, I have no idea why they did this, right? They must know that Simpsons fans like are hardcore, right? And also they were pushing this as the killer content for this app, right? A lot of people subscribe to Disney Plus because of The Simpsons.
Which might now be me.
Yeah.
As
and
well.
Diane yeah. right here is like gonna sign up for it because of it. But like so they changed the aspect ratios for the earlier seasons
yeah.
to like HD, 16:9, right? And in doing
so, they stretched it out?
So they cut the tops. They like letterboxed the tops, top and bottom
yeah.
of the screen. And in doing so, they cut out certain areas of
Marge's hair
of the scene. But the thing is, the problem is, The Simpsons. It's a great show because not only is the dialogue amazing, right? Not only is the like the character development amazing. There's a lot of visual gags, right? So there's one example where like they go to that Duff Spear factory.
Yeah.
Okay. And Duff Light, Duff Dry, and like original Duff. It's all supposed to be different, but it's all coming from the same pipe.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they cut the top and bottom with the aspect ratio. So you can't see that it's coming from one thing,
yeah.
which is the gag,
yeah.
which is the joke, right?
Yeah.
So Simpsons fans went like berserk. Okay. They're like, fuck you, Disney. Right?
That is really upsetting.
And luckily, Disney is going to change it. Disney is going to see to it that it gets fixed. So anyways, that's Disney Plus, and that's why I'm on it. And I haven't checked out, like, Peacock isn't out yet, but I'm sure it's going to have something that's killer content.
Well, that's right? why they pulled Friends and The Office from…
True. And HBO.
Yeah.
Do you have HBO?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. HBO has Silicon Valley. Okay, which is in its last season. Okay. And the thing about HBO is they don't release their shows all at the same time like Netflix does. It's one by one. So like that's 4 a month, which means I have to keep subscribing just to see this damn season. Okay. Game of Thrones, you know, like all these killer shows are on HBO. And HBO in general makes amazing shows, right? But it's not like, so the problem with these apps though, with these platforms is it's not like they always have great shows, right? When the season ends for a little while, they might not have something like great or new. The thing is, you don't know when it's going to hit you in the face. So you got to like just stay subscribed. And like, I know you guys are listening. You're like, that's crazy that Tableau has subscribed to every single streaming site and is talking about how he's worried about how much it costs. But look, I have a good reason for all of them. I can't get rid of Disney Plus or Amazon Prime because Haru likes these, you know, like Wee Bear Bear and like the princesses,
yeah.
right? I can't get rid of Hulu because of Killing Eve.
And soon to be because of Pen 15.
Yeah. And I can't get rid of HBO because Silicon Valley. I can't get rid of Netflix because I'm not paying for it.
Who's paying for it?
I'm paying for all of these except Netflix, to tell you the truth. And Netflix, people, if you guys are listening right now and you guys are like, damn, we're gonna hunt you down.
No, they actually encourage password sharing.
Well, they do?
Yeah.
Why would they encourage that?
Because it's like getting people to be on the platform.
Okay, well, here's the thing. So… I think I've told this story before, but Two Cuts, Mithra and I, we did rock, paper, scissors. Two Cuts lost.
Yeah.
And this was like 4 years ago. So he lost. He paid for it. It was supposed to be for 1 year, But he forgot. And none of us told him. Okay? So we were all using it. But the condition was that none of us would tell anyone else about this account. Okay? And we all promised, you know, to not do that. But of course, promises are made to be broken. And each of us hooked up a couple friends. Okay? Okay, so this needs a disclaimer. Some of you are listening and probably asking yourselves, is Tableau promoting account sharing and possibly a light version of piracy? No. Okay, check this out. Netflix CEO himself, Reed Hastings, has called account sharing a positive thing. Okay, and HBO CEO Richard Plepler said it's a terrific marketing vehicle and has no impact on their business. So, I know that they are trying to crack down on this now, apparently, but when we were doing this thing, it was encouraged by the people who own these companies. So, don't be up in my DMs. Don't mention me saying, dude, Tableau is promoting a light version of piracy, please. Back to the scheduled programming. And then these friends hooked up a couple of their friends. This went on and on until there were so many profiles on this account. It's unbelievable. You go in and it's just like, this is like people we don't even know. That's the funny thing. So there's like two cuts. There's Tableau, there's Mithra, there's like our manager, and then there's like our like engineer, and then all of a sudden there's this guy named Bob. You know, like, you know what I mean? Like, or like, Jaesuk.
No, you know? Literally right now on my Netflix account that my brother pays for, thank you very much, Jesse Taehan.
Yes. Anybody that shares Netflix deserves like a hug.
To this day, when you log into his Netflix account, there's a fourth profile that just says V.
See?
And we do not know who that
is. That's what I'm saying. And we have a bunch of those. We have like a bunch of Korean names, a bunch of English names. We have one with a question mark, which which I don't know what the mystery is all about. This guy's like literally throwing us a quiz. He's like, can you guess who I am? And also, because I don't know if there's a limit to profiles or what other reason this is happening, but somebody is using my profile to watch some stuff because I definitely did not see it, but it says keep watching or something, and then, you know, I'm seeing what he's watching and he's seeing what I'm watching, and I'm guessing this is happening on all these profiles. So there's at least like 40 people using this thing, right? So 3-4 years passes and like Two Cuts gets pissed. He's like, I can't, you know, this is becoming like the zombie apocalypse here. So he cancels it, okay? The minute he cancels it, a bunch of people start texting me. Really, they start texting me and they're like, dude, what happened to your Netflix account? And I'm like, I don't have a Netflix account. And they're like, dude, like, I'm trying to watch something. It just won't work now. And I'm like, dude, that's Two Cuts. You're using Two Cuts account too? I'm like, who told you? And he's like, Anyways, all these people texted me. And I'm like, that's not mine. That's Two Cuts. And Two Cuts, you know, got rid of it. So I secretly made another one. After I tried to like hold off until Two Cuts got a new one. But I couldn't last for more than 2 months. So I just, for the first time, paid and got my own account. And I was keeping that as a secret, right? And then one day, my engineer had asked me if he could use my account, right? So I was going to give it to him, but I forgot. And a couple weeks later, when I told him my account, he's like, oh, it's okay. I got someone else's. And I was like, whose? And he's like, you can't tell anybody. And I was like, okay. He's like, Two Cuts secretly made another one and gave it to me, right? And shared it with me. And I was like, okay. And then I immediately canceled my subscription And then I piggybacked off the engineer's profile. Okay? Until a few weeks passed and again, this started multiplying. So I'm guessing the engineer is the problem here, right? Our studio engineer.
Yeah.
And then other profiles started popping up. And Two Cuts, you know, it's already happening. So I called Two Cuts and I'm like, dude, I know you made an account. Okay? I've been actually like secretly watching through the engineer's account. But I've seen other profiles. So can I just make my own profile now? And he's like, okay, whatever. So I made a profile. And in return, I'm sharing Amazon Prime with him, which doesn't really help him much because there's not much Korean subtitling on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's how we are using Netflix right now.
Wow.
But other than that, I'm paying for all of these services. And every month I'm like, okay, the bills are crazy. I can't maintain this. So I'm doing like a competition of my own. Okay. People are talking about the streaming wars. There's a streaming war happening on my phone. What I do is at the end of every month, I assess each platform and I'm like, whichever one didn't please me, okay, didn't make me super happy this month, okay, because they were slacking a bit with the content, I will cut the subscription for.
Huh.
Okay?
The like thing you're is, just starting this or you do this?
No, I've done this, but what happens is I cancel the subscription. And then one day I hear on the news that like season what of Mindhunter is out. And then I have to resubscribe. Okay. But this is a great way to save money for all you people that want to have all of this content but can't pay for like constant subscription like every month, right? So what you do is, let's say Silicon Valley's out, right? You got to wait though. You got to have a lot of patience. Wait until that season is done. Subscribe to HBO. There's nothing wrong with this. Okay. Subscribe to HBO. Watch that. And then unsubscribe. But make sure you unsubscribe as soon as you subscribe. Because it lets you watch for a month, even if you do that, right? Mm-hmm. But if you forget, it's like automatic renewal.
That is a good tip.
Yeah. So what I do is I subscribe to HBO as soon as Silicon Valley's entire season is out. I subscribe and then I go in, watch it all, and then I unsubscribe immediately so that I don't forget. And then for a month, I watch it all. Okay? And for the months that like something that I want to watch isn't on, you know, I won't subscribe to it. And that's how I'm doing it right now because this is getting ridiculous. I'm spending way too much money on this because I'm also I'm also paying for like Spotify, Apple Music, and Melon, which literally makes no sense, right?
Why are you doing that?
I know people are going to ask that. They're like, why do you have subscriptions to like three different music sites? Here's the thing. For some reason, there's a lot of like B-side bootleg singles of bands that I like on Melon instead of Spotify and Apple.
Are these Korean artists?
No, these are like foreign artists.
What?
Okay. So basically the way streaming sites work is record labels have to license it, right? And it's a complicated like tree of things. So all these negotiations, sometimes there's like a gap in the negotiations where like a really rare song will end up on Melon, which is a Korean streaming site, instead of Spotify and Apple Music.
Yeah.
Right? And also vice versa. There's a lot of stuff on Spotify that I can't listen to on Melon. Okay? Because my tastes are like all over the place. If I was just listening to like popular, like top 40 or mainstream, I'll be fine with just Melon. I'll get everything. And Melon is actually pretty damn amazing with like non-Korean content. There's a lot of it.
Yeah.
But I also like really rare like indie, you know, like unknown songs. So for that, I need Spotify sometimes. And sometimes like Apple Music is the only place I can listen to, you know, some of the stuff that they have. And also I had Tidal for a while. Okay, like Jay-Z's Tidal because of Beyonce's music and Jay-Z's music. right? And I so wanted like all these streaming sites to like get together, like the five families of Godfather, and just like, you know, duel it out, or like, you know, come to an agreement so they can like have one place where all of this shit is aggregated, because it's just way too much. Anyways, so I have to pay for all three of those. Well, I don't have to.
What?
Right? I don't have to pay for all of this. I'm a fool. Man, I'm a sucker.
You're a consumer.
Dude, I am a sucker for content, is what I realize.
Yeah.
At least podcasts are free.
Yeah.
Right? Oh my God, I am the sucker. Yep. I just realized, because I've been reading all these articles about the streaming wars, and I'm like, dude, I knew that was going to happen. But who the hell would, you know, subscribe to all of this stuff? Like, anybody that subscribes to like a service just because of one show is a psychopath. And now I realize I'm that psychopath. Because like Netflix has 1 billion shows that I'm not watching, right? And I'm paying for like all of them. Here's my review of each streaming site. If you're wondering like what you should subscribe to, if you're like limited on your budget, here's the thing. Okay, so Netflix has the Hasan Minhaj show, right? The
Patriot Act.
I love that show. Okay, and it's like a Netflix only thing. So I need to see it. I really like it. And also Netflix has Atlanta.
Oh yeah.
Right? So you gotta see Atlanta. I recommend Mindhunter, like I mentioned. And Netflix has a lot of the like the stand-up comedy. Okay? It has a very strong lineup of stand-up comedy because they pay a ton of money. So if you like stand-up comedy, if you like Hasan Minhaj, if you like, you know, Mindhunter or like true crime shows, I think Netflix is something you
pretty
should definitely
solid.
Have. And pretty much everyone has Netflix, right? Because they were first to the game.
So yeah, so maybe you can actually stand to delete Netflix.
Because everyone has it?
Everyone has a two cuts in their life.
Yeah.
That they could
and if you
scam
don't,
from.
If you don't have a two cuts in your life, maybe I'll just like say the password, the ID and password for Two Cuts account so that we can all, like all the fans of the Tableau podcast can share in the love, bask in the glory and warmth of DJ Two Cuts.
Socialism.
It would be so amazing if I could just blurt it out. And there's like a billion profiles on his thing.
Yeah.
Anyways, I hope you can all find your own Two Cuts. For Prime Video, honestly, Prime Video,
I don't have it.
We Bare Bears, like I mentioned, is one thing. But they only have like the first season, I think.
So on Amazon Prime?
Yeah. They don't have every season.
Well, is it on iTunes?
Yeah, but iTunes, it's expensive.
But
to download one episode is like $3.
Yeah, but how much? So, okay, let's actually break this down in math.
Mm-hmm.
So, paying a monthly service.
Oh, okay.
That's.
Let me break it down for you because I don't have bigger things to worry about. I actually stayed up all night once trying to figure out whether it's worth buying season 2 of Killing Eve off of iTunes because it's $20, okay? Or subscribing to Hulu, right? And Hulu subscription is much cheaper, right? And if I subscribe, I can just watch all of season 2, right?
It's also a bundled deal with Spotify.
Yeah, but here's what happened to me. So I was like, I'll just subscribe to Hulu for a month, right? And then cancel right away so it doesn't renew. And then watch Killing Eve. So instead of thinking it out, I subscribed to Hulu. And then realized Killing Eve season 2 is not on there yet. Okay? And I'm like, ah! I Google when it's coming out on Hulu, and it's coming out like December 14th or something like that, right? And I'm like, okay. And then I go back to my subscription, and I realize my subscription is only until December 12th. I'm like, fuck! So I had to subscribe again so that I can get season two, which makes it like $26 now, which is more than the $20 purchase on iTunes. Okay, so all I can say is it is cheaper to just get the subscription, but before you do so, make sure the content is there. Okay, and also be good at math. Okay, you got to be good at math. So that happened. But anyways, it is much cheaper to subscribe if you can like work out the details. Disney Plus, don't get it unless you're a huge fan of Marvel and you like rewatching all the Marvel movies, like my daughter does. Or like if you're a huge fan of like the princess, you know, I mean, they have like literally every Disney movie ever made. Okay, they have like movies from like the 30s.
Ooh.
Okay, 1940s. So if you are really into that, into like old school animations and stuff, I mean, get it.
I literally only care about The Simpsons.
Yeah, if you like The Simpsons, you got to get it. But I'm not sure if the original content is like strong enough at this point for you to like dish out $7, but it is only $7. It is much cheaper than any other platform. And, you know, like Disney, they have a lot of great content. So, but until like the Marvel original TV shows start coming out, that's like in 2021. Okay. So, like Loki, the Scarlet Witch one, like all these originals come out, I'm sure it's going to be worth it. But until then, I'm not so sure about Disney Plus yet. But I have it. And Howard's been watching it like crazy. It's not out in Korea yet.
Okay.
So I'm watching through like a VPN because I signed up for it in the States. Came here and realized I couldn't see it. So I already subscribed and I paid for like an entire year. So I have to use like a VPN, which is really complicated and annoying because I got to pay for the VPN as well. Oh my God, I'm going to go broke.
Does your wife use any of these?
My wife sometimes uses Netflix, like Netflix Korea,
yeah,
to watch reruns of certain dramas, yeah, like Korean dramas, but rarely. It's just me and Haru. Okay? And for some reason, like I told you, like to stay on budget, I subscribe and then cancel. And then a couple months later, if they have good content, I'll subscribe again, you know, which is the smart thing to do sometimes. But whenever I cancel, Haru wants to see something on that streaming platform for some reason. And I have to get it again. So it's just, you know, Haru and I like content. Okay. And I'm a sucker for content. I'm the reason why film studios stay in business. Okay. I made Netflix, basically. I am responsible for the plus in Disney Plus. Okay. I'm the super consumer. But I don't buy much clothing as a result. Like, I really don't buy a lot of expensive clothing. So, I mean, am I not justified? I'm like trying to justify this spending right now. Make me feel better, please. Am I not justified?
I think you like experiences. And to me, content counts as experiences.
Yeah, I like experiences. Yeah. That's Diane, thank you. That sounds awesome. I'm going to say that to Hejongi. I'm going to be like, she's going to be like, dude, do you really need like an entire screen full of apps for like how much content do you need in your life? And I'm like, it's not content. It's not streaming. It's not like TV. It's not film. I'm paying for experiences. My hobby is having experiences. And it costs $70 per month. Oh my God, that's a lot of money.
This is me about food. I think the biggest thing that I spend money on is food.
Yeah, I like food. I like content.
But I'll always justify it.
But I can even it out because I'm not buying brand name clothing. I don't buy expensive, you know, clothing.
Yeah.
Or like apparel. So the money I save on that, I'm spending on content. I'm spending on art, you know? Like somebody made this. Somebody made these amazing shows, okay? And if no one watches, that artist will lose their job.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm a proponent of, I'm a big supporter of, in a way, I'm a philanthropist, right? I'm a very minimal philanthropist for arts. I'm like a sponsor for all of these great artists to keep going.
That's called something. It's called like back in the Renaissance era.
Yeah.
Like artists would.
I'm a Medici. I'm a patron.
Patron.
Yes, I'm
yeah,
a patron.
So
I'm like a modern day Medici without all the wealth. Without all the wealth and
without
like,
throwing gold at
without
an artist.
The horrible shit they must have done. I'm a very good person, but I just love content. Okay? I don't know if any of this helped. So let me reiterate the two tips I gave you. If you can't stay subscribed to all of these different like platforms, subscribe, unsubscribe right away so you get a month to see whatever you want. But before you do that, check to see that the content you want is there. Okay? So you can subscribe and unsubscribe whenever you need. So you can save at least a couple months, right? For Netflix, use DJ Two Cuts. That's my tip. Get your own Two Cuts, okay? Rock, paper, scissors, that shit. And find your own Two Cuts. What other advice did I give today?
About checking, like, doing, like, almost like a analysis of which apps took more of your not time, but…
Oh, yeah. At the end of every month… If there is one streaming platform that you never watched or turned on, that means you're not watching that thing. So unsubscribe if you're subscribed. And then subscribe again when they have another killer show. Okay? Hope this helps. I know this is like a very privileged problem, right?
Yes.
Being able to subscribe to all these different platforms. But, you know…
But you're like the ultimate commuter that I feel like. Like, for example, the reason my brother keeps Netflix around is because he has like an hour commute to work. But you're always commuting.
Yeah, I'm always traveling.
Yeah.
I'm on planes a lot.
Because I think the argument is like, well, we don't have the privilege of time because like this and that. But like, you're working by traveling, but that actual time needs to be filled.
Thank you, Diane. You're really backing me up like
mega
today.
You can see that I've spent a lot of my life justifying my own personal.
Yeah, you have a lot of excuses and they work, okay? I'm totally happy with that. So everyone, I know you shouldn't go crazy and just start spending like all your money on content, but… They are experiences. So find that one streaming platform or two that can provide you some kind of happiness or solace or knowledge. Zero in on it and subscribe and unsubscribe those experiences whenever you need to. I'll be back next week on the Tableau Podcast.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.